A long years of earthly existence is a blessing. Many have reached 80 years old, 90 years old. Oh, it's a blessing. But have we ever asked ourselves, my dear brothers and sisters, what are we or why are we here for? What is the meaning of our life? What is the meaning of our existence? Do we live only for ourselves, or were we created for others? The readings for this fifth Sunday of the year in ordinary time challenges us, my dear brothers and sisters, to be men and women for others. Remember that God has created us not to live for ourselves, but we are beings, we are persons, we are men and women for others. Isaiah explained it so well when he said that we can be light, we can shine our light to others or for others when we feed the hungry, when we clothe the naked, when we shelter the homeless. It is a light that shines on other people. And you know, it has benefits, my dear brothers and sisters. One is we will have our vindication when we are men and women for others, when we help especially those in need. And not only that, when we cry for help, the Lord is always ready to answer our petitions because we are doing what is God's will. It is not our will to help, but it is the will of the Father for us to be light for other people, to shed light on their lives by doing good works to them. And not only that, the prophet Isaiah said, your light will shine when you remove oppression from your midst. When you remove false accusations, when you remove malicious speech. And in doing so, when you remove all these things, this darkness in your lives, then light will truly shine in your midst. When we do things, when we do good deeds for others, light is being awakened in us. And we cannot but share that light to others. St. Paul, in our second reading, my dear brothers and sisters, talks about how to be men for others. How to be light for others. In what way did he do this? Through preaching of the gospel. When St. Paul preached the gospel of Jesus Christ, not his own gospel, he shed light on the lives of people. But he was so cautious, my dear brothers and sisters, and I would like to take note about this. He said in his letter to the Corinthians that, yes, you applaud me because I preached with eloquence, with human wisdom. But you know what? There's a fear and trepidation on it. Why? Because there is a danger that I will be competing with Jesus Christ and the gospel. That in the end, I will not be preaching Jesus, but my own self. I will be promoting myself instead of promoting Jesus. Because the word, his word, is already powerful. That's why St. Paul is also cautioning himself that, yes, I am an eloquent speaker, but that would not lead you to applaud me, to worship me, to dignify me, but rather through this preaching, Christ will shine. You will know more about Christ rather than know more about me, because I am preaching his gospel. I am proclaiming His good news. I am not proclaiming myself. There are people who do like that. It is as if I am the head of this community. My decision is this one. Hey, wait a minute. You don't have the monopoly of God's grace, brothers and sisters. Are you proclaiming yourself? You're the greatest. You must proclaim Christ, because you're only the conduit of His grace, the conduit of His mercy, the conduit of His love. You are not God. God in Christ must truly be proclaimed. Matthew used three images how to be men and women for others, how to do good to others. Of course, he used first salt. Have you noticed salt? Of course, we seldom notice salt unless we have kidney problem, because our diet would really be, whether we like it or not, our diet should always be or must be saltless, right? But look at salt, my dear brothers and sisters. Salt is an element that does not exist for its sake. Have you noticed that? What happens to salt when you mixed it with other elements, the food, meat, etc.? It is dissolved, right? And once it is dissolved, what happens? It gives flavor. It gives flavor. Unless it is not dissolved, then it cannot give flavor. That is exactly our life. As disciples of the Lord, we must be dissolved from our own egoism, from our own selfishness, in order to give meaning, in order to give flavor to other people. Because unless we are not dissolved, we cannot give meaning. We cannot give flavor, especially to those who are in need. The same is true with light. Light does not exist for itself. In the homes, in public place, we would know the way and we will be able to avoid accident when there is light. Take away light, we will never know the way. And our life, our journey will be troublesome and chaotic. That is the meaning of light. It's not for itself, but for us, in order for us to show our surroundings, light must be there. The life of a disciple is like that. We do not exist for ourselves, brothers and sisters. We are here to give light to other people, especially to those who are living in darkness. A good reminder: do not think so much of yourself, but think of others, especially those who are in need. Another image: a city set on a hill. During the time of Jesus, why is it that the city is built or established on high places? What is the purpose? It's not only for safety, but it is also for a signpost for travelers, that when they see the fortress, when they see the city on a hill, they will be reminded that they are approaching their destination. So it serves people far and wide. And that is also the role of a disciple of Jesus Christ, that a lot of people will see us shining brightly. And you know, this light is not for us. It should always go beyond us. Seeing, Jesus said, seeing your good works, people will glorify and praise the Father. And so in seeing our good works, people will not only see us, but look beyond us. And who is beyond us, mother, brothers, and sisters? Our Father in heaven, whom we obey, whom we glorify. Look at that. The life of a Christian is to give glory to the Father. And that is when we do good deeds to people, when we share our time, when we... I was reminded, and Cardinal Tagre reminded me of this very important event, incident in the Philippines. We have this latest volcanic eruption. You have heard that. You have seen that. The volcanic eruption, there was an eruption of darkness. Darkness. People don't know how to live anymore. Their houses were destroyed, nothing to eat, etc., etc. But you know what Cardinal Tagre said? When there is a volcanic eruption that brings darkness to people, there is also another kind of eruption. Do you know what is that kind of eruption? The eruption of compassion, the eruption of solidarity. People simply pour out their goodness, their sharing, their food, their time. And for Cardinal Tagle, this is a moment of grace. You know, God allows, tolerates evil to happen so that something good could come out. If there is an eruption of volcano, it brings darkness. There will always be eruption of light, eruption of compassion, eruption of solidarity. May we be truly salt, light, and a city set on a hill so that people could truly glorify God.